Simon & Schuster Audio presents Star Trek Discovery, Somewhere to Belong, by Dayton Ward. Based upon Star Trek, created by Gene Roddenberry, and Star Trek Discovery, created by Brian Fuller and Alex Kurtzman. Read by January Lavoie. Dedicated to my wife and children. They're where I belong. Historian's Note. The events of this story take place in 3189, several weeks after Michael Burnham and the crew of USS Discovery NCC-1031A saved Federation headquarters by defeating Minister Osira and the renegade capitalist syndicate known as the Emerald Chain. Star Trek Discovery, That Hope Is You, Part 2. And approximately 4 months prior to the destruction of Cleveland Booker's home planet, Quajon, by a dark matter anomaly. Star Trek Discovery, Kobayashi Maru. One. Planet Zahia, 2258. Sunrise. Reclining in a chair on the balcony outside her private bedchambers, Mehani Ika Halika Poe lifted a silver cup from its matching saucer and held it to her lips, blowing across the surface of the tea it held. Across the vast expanse of forest forming this portion of the grounds her family had owned for 11 generations, she watched as the first hints of pink began pushing against the darkness beyond the trees. It was her favorite time of day. This brief interval between waking from slumber and facing whatever official task or duty awaited her arrival to her office was hers and hers alone. Even though she had awakened earlier than normal in anticipation of a crowded work and public appearance schedule, she insisted on reserving these few precious moments for herself.
Good morning, Your Highness.
The quiet yet authoritative voice drifted through the doorway leading from the balcony into her private chambers, and Poe turned from the lightening sky to see Lan'aki Ga Bomi Ren, her closest aide and advisor, as
sample complete. Ready to continue?